Live from the new Warpath Podcast Studios in Northfield, Ohio. It's the first episode of 2014 Warpath Podcast. I'm Anthony LaGuardia, joined by Adam Gokowski in the Warpath Podcast Studios.
God, we really are close enough to kiss.
We really are. It's every time it's you and me together, it's a little weird. And joining us via Skype now, Nick Pietravoia.
What's going on, guys? Yeah, today is not quite the pizza and pierogies episode, but you know what? It's pretty similar because I see you guys on Skype video right now, and I'm getting a little nervous. You guys are very close and intimate.
Can you screenshot this from your computer?
Yes, I can.
If that's sure okay, yeah. I mean,
it could be. Oh yeah. for anybody that can't see that, which is everybody listening, that was a little close, but. There is some room for my son to still get in between the two of us here in our chairs, so that's good. So if anybody out there does hear the voices of little kids in the background at Warpath Podcast Studios, that is now from my new house in Northfield, and Nick will have Jacob yelling to go poop in the background at his house.
He does it all by himself now, though, so we're good.
Oh, fantastic. And Adam, you're totally out of the mix with the kid thing, but you're getting a little taste tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's like being at my mom's work. You know, she works at a daycare, so it's, you know, I'm just living her life right now.
Well, with the new Warpath Podcast Studios here in Northfield, it gives us a little bit of a opportunity. We're no longer in Independence at the old studios. Decided to bring it in-house. We got our own equipment, so not only will we be broadcasting here from Northfield, but we'll be taking it out on the road, going to different bars. We already have a podcast scheduled for Hoppin' Frog Brewery in Akron, Ohio. That's going to be coming up. We're going to do a spring training roundtable, possibly with the guys from More Than a Fan and Alan Fee. We're going to be taking them to a few different places just around Cleveland. We figured it's a good chance for us to get out there. You know, last year we talked about wanting to bring other people into the podcast, and we were able to do that with Major League Jake and a few other people, my buddy Boston Dan with Alan Fee. But, you know, things just happened where we weren't able to keep that in the studio, and now opens it up. So I think it's a great opportunity for us.
Yeah, a lot.
Oh, we're going to be rolling.
Yeah, I mean, the past year, you know, since the last time we were on, all our lives are completely different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you guys have new houses. I have a new house. I have a new job. I have a new everything.
Yes, yeah. Adam is now a proud member of the University Tees Company. You know, he's now your videographer?
I'm a videographer. It's a fraternity and sorority apparel company. Well, overall college, but that's our main. You know, being in a fraternity myself in college, it was a perfect marriage.
Exactly, yeah. So there's a lot of nice things happening for us, but we missed doing this, and this is going to give us an opportunity to take it out there on the road. There's the sound of my son, and we're also going to be able to then do it more often. You know, we got 10 episodes out of the way. There is a lost episode that never made it onto the internet last year. It just for some reason the engineering didn't go as smoothly, and we waited 2 weeks for the thing. So I just never put it up there. Watch, it was probably the best episode ever.
Is this our official 10th episode then?
Something around it. We're going to just say this is episode number one of 2014.
It's new season.
The new season, yes. Just like for the Indians, it's a new season. And, you know, just, you know, taking that and rolling with the new season, 2013 out of the way, Tribe made a wild card playoff run.
Were you guys at that game? Or I was.
You were at the game reporting. Nick, you were there.
I was there. I was there cheering everybody on. It was an incredible atmosphere. Looking at the whole entire stadium filled with fans. Giving you goosebumps, man. Everybody waving their towels at the beginning of the game when they showed that, you know, we're about to go live on national TV. That was an awesome experience. That was the first playoff game I've ever been to. And you know, the result wasn't what I hoped it would be. When you can't win when you score zero runs. But at the same time, it was electric there. So it was pretty cool.
You know, and my comparison was after watching that game and pretty much watching the whole 2013 campaign, it's really down to the 2013 Indians were like eighth graders. They can beat up on the seventh graders, but they weren't ready for varsity, you know, sports at all. You know, but they will be. They have to grow into it. Mm-hmm. You know that's the beginning of, you know, a new era. It was the first year of that, basically a completely fresh franchise from coach to majority of the team.
Yeah.
Where you give them a few years more. You know, next year, they should be stronger. I know people have mixed feelings, including you guys, about, you know, this current offseason. But, you know, you say 14, 15, and as my prediction was since 2010, World Series Championship in 2016. Everything has still been going on in the case. I've been saying that for six, well, it will be 6 years by the time it happens. But my point being is, this current team, as much as everybody, including myself, wants a World Series, we would have been slaughtered if we would have won past this game. You know, Boston won the title, and there's no hope. Because we couldn't beat the big teams in the regular season. Detroit, New York, for that matter, Boston. You know, so as much as it sucked that we couldn't win that wild card game, we would have just been embarrassed if we were in a full game series.
Yeah. And I was not there because I was doing what I just was doing, was trying to keep my one-year-old from banging his head onto a table in a new house. So I think we moved that weekend, so that's why I didn't make it. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, the future in my eyes is very, very bright. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying this for over a year. At the end of the 2012 campaign, we were all shaken until Francona was signed, and then Swisher was signed, and eventually Bourne was signed, and, you know, other, you know, players along those lines. But, you know, they were just way too young.
Yeah.
You know, they were just, the chemistry is obviously there. You can't, you know, lie about that. But the talent, when it comes to just overall kicking ass and taking names, we'll get there.
And I think, you know, you found some things out here at the end as you got towards that playoff game. You found out that you've got a stud in Danny Salazar.
Yeah.
You know, granted, the finish that he had in that final game was not what you would have wanted, but you got that Jarrett Wright-esque guy, but I think they're handling him much better than they handled Jarrett Wright. You have Trevor Bauer.
I agree. I wanted to ask you guys a quick question, Adam especially, and Anthony too. The starting pitching, obviously with Salazar, like you were talking about, mm-hmm. Is exciting, but what about losing Baldo and losing Scotty Kazmir? Are you guys worried about losing those two guys? I know we have some young guys still to come up. You know, Carrasco. We have several different guys that could step in. What do you think?
I could take this one immediately. I'm not afraid at all. You know, because Kazmir, with any players like that, any especially pitchers, sometimes they have this breakout year, but the years beforehand and the years after are nothing. We saw it within, you know, last decade and decade and a half with Fausto Carmona or whatever his name may be. You know, he was one of those pitchers that, you know, 2005, I think it was when he kind of showed around, 2006 when he was like the closer at one point, just got rocked. And then 2007 was his breakout year. Every other year since the 2007 campaign, he did nothing. He really did nothing. And you can say that with R.A. Dickey. You know, the man was, yeah, you could throw a knuckleball, but he really did nothing this past year, and beforehand, he was really not that known. He was in and out of baseball. So you take somebody like Kazmir, you know, who's in and out of baseball, I would never sign that contract. I would never give him an extension. You know, yeah, he had a pretty good year this year, but I would not make that, you know, a big money contract a year. And then you take pitchers like Yobaldo. In my eyes, he is the exact same as like a Fausto Carmona or a Dontrell Willis. You know, in my eyes, he is basically the third, esque pitcher. You know, it's all mental with him. The man's in great shape. There's no doubting that. But a mental pitcher can really screw up everything. Where I would not sign big bucks to any of those pitchers. You sign big bucks to workhorses like, say, a Justin Masterson, or Justin Verlander, or pretty much anyone named Justin, it sounds like. But my point being is, you know, those tall, you know, NBA forward-esque bodies, that's who you sign the big paychecks to. And just because the longevity you get out of them, the speed that you can get out of them, and just the personal, you know, strength, where they're just this the common pitcher. You know, they are like kind of like a Sandy Koufax or a Feller, you know, just they're built to last. You know, it sounds like a car commercial, but in truth be told, you know, I'm not afraid to lose those guys, you know, for those reasons.
So Ubaldo, for instance, he could be lost, but at the same time, he's still out there, and nobody's signed him yet. So do you think there's a potential that the Indians could land him and, you know, pay him a little bit less than he was expecting to get?
I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, I could be completely wrong, obviously, but when you have, you know, somebody like him who's trying to play show me the money and nobody is pulling out their credit cards, that kind of knocks a man's ego down. And he likes playing in Cleveland. He likes Terry Francona. And he even said that when he came from Cleveland to from Colorado, that Cleveland was like heaven compared there. So the man is, he's comfortable playing here, but I think that's also due to Mickey, you know, the pitching coach, Callaway.
Yep, Callaway, definitely.
It's all about Callaway, you know, taking control of that, where you give him another contract with another team. You know, is the student still the same with a different teacher? You don't know, and that's
key. Why I was really surprised when, you know, not really surprised that he was going to test the waters in the free agency market, but at the same time, really surprised that he didn't really give the Indians the first chance to just say, yeah, we're going to put him, take him off the table, because I think Mickey Callaway really turned his whole career around and gave him the opportunity to get a big payday this year, even though it's not looking like he's going to get as much as he wanted. But because of his work with him, and he really helped him mentally, I think, get back to his form. And that's, you know, a pitcher who's got a shaky mental capacity like Ubaldo, he's really got to focus on the mental aspect. And once he got that down last year, he was unhittable, man. And he pitched the most important games for us during the year, and he was awesome every time. He always stepped up to the plate for us. So I'd like to see him come back. Hopefully we can get him. If we can't, Salazar's going to have to step in and take that attitude of being the ace.
I think the one thing that you're going to have to watch with Ubaldo, and I might have missed this as I was away from the microphone, there's one thing that's keeping Ubaldo and a lot of these guys from being signed, and it's that Japanese pitcher. I think when we see that Japanese pitcher, and I apologize, I don't know his name right now, but when that happens, we're going to see them drop. You know, it's going to be a domino effect. I mean, you've got the Yankees that are going to be out there with a lot of money wanting to get back to the playoffs. You're going to, I don't know about the Red Sox, but, you know, I could see a team like the Dodgers come swooping in, Texas, some of these other clubs with money.
And we were rumored to get them too, which I saw that, and I'm actually against that idea because you have to pay $20 million for a release to get them out of the Japanese.
Just to get them out of there, and then you're able to, you know, talk to them about a contract. I don't think there's any hope there. I personally, to me, I say, as my grandmother used to say, goodbye, Frangish, to Ubaldo Jimenez. In my own point of view, I look at him as, the last time Ubaldo got money, he got lazy. And that scares me because we now have Justin Masterson, who we need to pay attention to. Would you rather have Ubaldo long term, or would you rather have Justin Masterson?
You got to sign Masterson.
And that's what I was, that's what Nick and I were saying. Yeah. Like, you signed the workhorse, these, you know, basically what a forward body type, like a basketball forward body type, for like Justin Verlander or Justin Masterson, or, you know, any of those ace. Like, I think Zach McAllister is an example of somebody that will grow into. He's like, what, 24? He's like 25-ish.
Yeah, but he's still young.
Even Kluber has got a pretty big build, too.
Yeah, it's all about these builds. And we're not talking like CeCe or, you know, Bartolo Colon fat build. We're talking about, like, somebody that's, like, say, 6'4", 6'5", 225 in muscle, or 230. Yeah. You know,
you got that big dominating presence on the mound.
Exactly. Yeah.
I personally say let Salazar into the spot. I would have rather had Kazmir out of the two, to tell you the truth. At a shorter contract, but I would have rather had Kazmir back. But I say take the Ubaldo money and you get Masterson signed and you get Kipnis signed. I think you've got to get those two. Those are the two anchors of this team outside of the Swisher born guys.
Is probably the best way you can put it. Like, that's dead on.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get those two guys signed, and they got to start on it this offseason, because if you can go into the season with those two guys signed, I think it kind of cures the inactivity that is killing people right now. But I think the other thing is to remember, this point last year, Michael Bourne still was not signed.
We had Swisher.
Swisher, but we did not have Bourne.
Yeah, and that's, I'm saying we didn't have Giambi. I don't even think we had three-way. Oh no, we did have the three-way trade because that's what opened up the spot for Swisher.
Right, correct.
So that was around. So by that point, we had Stubbs, which, you know, Stubbs is not a bad player. Let's put that out there. You know, yeah, he, you know, was not the greatest, but he's gonna make a club happy.
Oh yeah.
He's like, we're talking like an ex-girlfriend. It's like, oh yeah, you know, it's just not for us.
She's gonna make somebody else happy, but just
so not speaking about Stubbs though, that whole deal that went down. Who did we acquire from the Rockies for Stubbs? It looks like we got Josh Outman.
Yeah, left-handed reliever.
Lefty reliever. He's got a career 4.61 ERA out in Colorado, so, you know, it's probably a little bit inflated. So, but he's supposed to have some stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got something back in return.
Think about that, though. Think about that, though, real quick. We bring him in, and we have the Polish guy. You know how to say his name.
No, he's a fake Pole.
He's a fake pole.
Pole. From St. Louis.
Yes, from St. Louis. You know, we've got two lefties in our bullpen now who are, they're competitive lefties. We didn't know if we had that going into the year last year. What was it? Rich Hill was our lefty. And now we've got two lefties. We've got some righties. I mean, yeah, our bullpen has kind of fallen down from what it should have been. Or
yeah, because we lost Mr. Alley the Force.
Yeah, he was a good player, though.
Yeah.
But you know, I think what they've done so far is you've still got Carlos Carrasco, who could be your long man. You've got Josh Tomlin, who could be your long man. You know, we still have some arms in the system that are going to be good. So I apologize getting you off the topic there, Nick, but I think that trade with Colorado was a big one for us because now he's not stuck with just one lefty.
The thing is, I do want to point out before we even continue, you know, probably since, I'm going to say the Charlie Manuel era, so we go from Eric Wedge to Manny Acta, especially the Manny Acta administration. These off seasons, you know, it would be like one name, and that's it. We would have, oh, we got Trot Nixon, and that's it. You know, where in 2000, obviously a year ago now, we had a franchise-breaking off season.
Mm-hmm.
Right, literally the best in 115 almost years, where now we can't get greedy. Obviously, we're not going on a spending spree, but it's still way more than we did in many past, you know, offseasons.
All we need is one key guy. Like you said, just one signing.
I care is if the front office is active, you know, and they're doing, you know, they don't necessarily have to sign. But if you're going to be trading and dealing, good. Because that shows that you're trying to fill the spots where it's not like we get one, you know, old veteran. Where, you know, for example, yes, you know, we're going to talk about the birthday boy, Jason Giambi. Yeah, he came out awesome. He was great last season and came clutch. But the Indians that I knew from, say, 2009, he would have been the only signing, which would have been a 40-year-old, you know, man who's clearly out of his prime. And we would have called it a day. Where now, we're wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's deal as Drew Blum bring up Francisco Lindor.
I was reading an article about that, and they say that this Bleacher Report was saying that this year one of the biggest losers for the Indians is Francisco Lindor because they didn't get his Drubal Cabrera traded. But I still think, I think that Antonetti has one more bullet left in the gun.
And I think what do you think about moving his Drubal over to third base and bringing up Lindor to play short?
See, I like the Santana experiment at third base.
I do too.
You know, I personally, if they could get rid of Cabrera, and just, I think Lindor, I mean, let's not forget, Lindor was held out of the final games with the Akron Arrows, now the Rubber Ducks.
Oh, God, don't even get started on that.
I love that name, so I'm just going to put that out there for Jim Fander. I love that name. He's the GM of the Rubber Ducks. But, Lindor didn't finish the season because of a bad back. He needs to get seasoned to AAA a little bit after his season in AA. So I want to plug in Avilas again at shortstop.
I think Avilas is somebody you got to sign more. Like he is honestly, I think, one of the most underrated players, not even just on the team, but in the league. Like he is somebody that is an all-around player, like field and bat. And, you know,
that's true. I forgot about Avilas. He could play third base every day.
Yeah, he should. He should have started the playoff game. He really should have.
Oh, God.
Lonnie's bat was not horrible in that playoff game.
Yeah, but Lonnie's glove was.
Lonnie's glove was, yes. But Yeah, you're right. Okay. I'm still hanging on to my last year prediction of what Donnie Chase and Holly do the team with home runs or
RBIs or something. The team.
So, which none of us won, so that's the good thing.
I can't blame you because I picked up Mark Reynolds, so just as bad.
Yeah, it was brutal.
But yeah, I mean, even Mark Reynolds a year ago, that was a signing that, just a half, you know? And
that was an Andrew Bynum signing right there, basically.
No, that's not fair to say to Mark Reynolds. I will say that's not fair.
No, but it was a contract of a guy that you take a chance with, and you make it, you wait the contract where, if you have to, you can get rid of him.
But the difference is with, like, say, Andrew Bynum for the Cavs to Mark Reynolds, the Cavs expected more from Andrew Bynum, like that all-star playoff push, where with Mark Reynolds, yeah, he would have helped to the playoffs, but he wasn't the face of the franchise like how we were with Swisher, like when everyone's like, oh, we're going to, this is the man of the hour.
But then again, Bynum wasn't the man of the hour with us. He was a guy they were bringing in hoping that he could help push Kyrie Irving to a playoff contention. But we're getting off the topic here.
Yeah.
We're getting into basketball, which is another podcast.
And another mess.
What about what's coming up on January 25th and 26th at Progressive Field?
So 25th and 26th, we have... So we're talking about all the players that we picked up, that we haven't picked up, but the chance to meet some of the new players, some of the minor league players, and some of the current players, the players that have been here, is going to be a Tribe Fest on January 25th and 26th at Progressive Field. There are actually three different opportunities for you, because what they've done is they've broken Saturday up into two different sessions. Saturday, January 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then Saturday, January 25th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then Sunday you can go on the 26th from noon to 6 p.m. And what's going to happen is you're going to go, and each period is going to have a certain area that you can go to for signing. So they're going to have an alumni signing area. They're going to have a minor league. So they're going to have their minor league A team, minor league B team, major league A team, major league B team, and alumni broken up. So you buy a ticket and you get into that line. And, you know, if you're going to go get minor league autographs, it's going to be, I believe, a lower cost ticket. I'm going to actually just click on it here, right here. But you have a chance where you can go get in line. It's not going to be like last year where they only had one line and you're waiting there for a couple hours. This is going to move, I think, a lot better because they're prepared for it now. You know, I heard people complaining about last year. Last year was one of the best events I've been to in a long time, and I think everybody was happy. Yeah, you had to wait, but there was something worthwhile in waiting for it. Now this year,
if Clint Frazier is going to be there, their first round draft pick this year's draft?
They have not announced who's going to be there. That's going to be coming out soon, so watch ClevelandIndians.com. But, tickets for minor league prospects for adults is $21.50, $10 for kids. For the active roster, which is the major league roster, $26.50 for adults, $15 for kids. But you're going to get to meet a couple different players, get autographs, get a chance to, maybe take a picture with them. There's great games down there. They're opening up the locker room again for kids to see. There was batting practice. There was pitching. They're going to have people walking around. I mean, I know at one point when there was such a long line, the players actually got up and walked the line and said hi to people. It was a great opportunity for kids to get up close.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for people to get up close and get to see things. So I know we're going on the 26th. I'm taking my nephew, my son, my wife, and my brother-in-law. But again, check out ClevelandIndians.com, and you'll see all the awesome designs that Nick comes up with for this and everything that I can print out.
I'll probably get to go for free.
And speaking of it, at Tribe Fest, they're going to be giving away a reward of sorts for a contest that they're putting on right now, which we are now officially
announcing
the candidacy of Adam Gokowski for governor of Brohio.
Wow.
Don't tell him.
Officially endorse Adam Gokowski for governor of Brohio.
We're going to keep the secrets on, to ourselves. We have a lot of me and my campaign team, the Warpath campaign, a lot of great, ideas. And if they come true, my mom will be just amazed. She'll finally be proud of me. You know, her college graduate who's fully employed at 24, this will make her happy. No, but all joking aside,
we're not above the Warpath campaign team for nothing. Mudslinging is not above us, and we will go after our enemies.
And it's not beneath us either, so...
Whatever. Beneath us, above us, behind us.
In front of us, whatever the case is, oh, we'll do whatever
we'll
it takes.
We'll throw mud at your back, don't worry. Never mind, I'm not going to go there.
Anyways, back to business.
So Adam, we have now successfully put your name out there.
You know, when I saw it, it wasn't even like a contest or I'm just like, oh, you know, this kind of looks cool. I'm like, I literally took one look at it and said, yeah, I can win this.
So basically,
it was the cockiest thing I've ever seen.
What they're looking for with the governor of Ohio is somebody who's an all-out Tribe fan that's just a nut. That if they win, the big prize is Nick Swisher will give you tickets to every Friday and Saturday home game.
Oh, you have to be there.
And you have to be there. And I can't think of anybody else.
I mean, people tell me I look like Swisher. I met Swisher, and I have a picture with Swisher.
I just want to see if we can get a picture of you with his wife.
Oh, my. The old switcheroo.
The old switcheroo. It'll be like the twins in class, you know? Can you switch them up? So, yeah, and so that's out there. So please keep an eye out for that. You know, checkindians.com. And I'm not quite sure what's all going into it, but I know Swisher is the main decision maker in this. But, you know, if you're a Warpath podcast fan, for the hundreds and hundreds of fans that we have out there.
Yeah, because we need the public voting.
We need public voting.
50%. Yeah.
Go out and vote, you know, for Adam Gutkowski for Brohio, or governor of Brohio. And remember, his motto is, bro, leave it, baby.
Bro, leave it, baby. It's funnier if you saw us, like, both near the mic, like, face to face, cheek to cheek.
Bro, leave it, baby.
Wow.
All right.
I'm getting very uncomfortable.
Well, hey, you know, that's exciting. We have opening...
Oh, we got callers.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's the man hooking us up with one of your officials. What would you call them?
Surprises.
Surprise endorsements. We'll call him back in a little bit. But, you know, we do want to say that there's 33 days till pitchers and catchers report. From right now when we're broadcasting, it's coming up here soon. It's exciting time, so we're going to try to do a couple more of these before opening day, or not opening day, but before spring training. And I'm in contact with the Indians to see if we can't actually get a microphone in there for a brief amount of time. I've contacted Curtis Danberg. If you're listening, Curtis, please respond to your email. We'd like to, you know, ask a few questions of the players. Nothing too off the wall, but nothing too important. So, you know, something just fun. We're going to try to, you know, record from Tribe Fest. And, yeah, that's about all I've got for you. You know, you guys got anything else going on?
No, I don't have any kids. So I just want to point out, you know, I'm going to go home and do whatever I want and go to bed and not wake up at all in the middle of the night.
That's, let me tell you.
As I pat Anthony on the back.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Well, you know, this is going to be a record for us. We're going to get done in about 29 to 30 minutes here. Hopefully it wasn't too painful for anybody. But again, this is Warpath Podcast. And real quick before we do leave, all the information that we had before at Warpath Podcast, the Warpath Podcast Facebook page, all still there. You can go to the warpathpodcast.com website for our email addresses. Send us questions, information if you want to be on the show. We'd love to have you. This is Anthony LaGuardia with Nick Pietrovoy and Adam Gutkowski, the future governor of Brohio, signing out. This is Warpath Podcast, live from Northfield, Ohio. Signing out.
I got nothing.
Do you guys forget?
Vote
you guys
for
forget
me.
The ending.
Well, I just want to say vote for me. That's all.
I'm supposed to say we're on the warpath. Adam says go Tribe.
That's all right.
And then
so
you're supposed to say download the internet, upload it in your hearts or something like that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Live from Northfield, Ohio. Uploaded to the internet, downloaded it into your hearts. Warpath Podcast signing out.
We're on the warpath.
Go Tribe.
And vote for Adam.
That was good.
Hold on. I haven't